The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go to your opponent before the magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter along the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, one thing I'll say about Oregonians is we're pretty good when it comes to weather. And maybe that's because we have to pay attention. But in Southern California, that's not really the case. They're so used to it just always being 80 degrees and sunny, they don't even pay attention to it. And so there was one time when it looked like there were clouds coming in, and my uncle was standing out on his front porch, and he kept staring off over to the west. It's like, Uncle Hugh, what are you doing? So those are clouds. I'm like, yes, there are clouds. You know, clouds happen. You know, it's kind of the way things are. He's like, you don't understand. If it rains here, there are so many accidents because we don't know what we're doing when it rains. And anyway, so he kept staring off into the west, and my parents were kind of making fun of him, kidding him around. So finally he came in the house, and it didn't really rain. But anyway, my uncle made a good effort to think that it might rain. Now, another time I was up in Alaska, and I worked a couple summers up there. And one time we were out, I can't tell you where because it's pretty much the middle of nowhere, no matter where we were when it came to Alaska. But there we were at this lake, and we're like miles away from anything. And all of a sudden you see these dark clouds coming over the horizon of the mountains. And the kid who was with us was saying, oh, those aren't rain clouds. Well, because he didn't want to go home because he was fishing and catching a lot of fish. We're like, Brian, those are rain clouds. And he's like, no, those are just clouds. We're like, Brian, I'm from Oregon. I know what clouds look like. I know what rain clouds are. You know, so in general, we're pretty good about this sort of thing. And as you all know, it's probably going to be sprinkling and raining coming up here. Well, we get used to things that we're used to because we become attentive to what is important to us. And Jesus was saying the same thing. He's talking to the people of his day, and he's saying, you all recognize things in the natural world, that when clouds come in from the west, that it's going to rain, and when it comes from the south, you have a strong wind from the south, it's going to be warm. But he says, why don't you put that same effort into your spiritual awareness, kind of have an intuition for the things of God? Now, of course, he's speaking about himself, because here he is, the Messiah, and they've been waiting for hundreds of years for the Messiah to come, and they're all walking around as if nothing's different. And here he's showing clear signs of what the Messiah would do. He's preaching the good news, he's helping all these different groups to have recovery, and he's doing all these different miracles, and it's a clear sign if they would just open their eyes and recognize the present. Yet they're failing to do that, but at the same time they recognize the earthly signs. And so he's challenging them, saying that you have to really be attentive to the signs, those spiritual signs that God puts in your path, because we as people of faith are supposed to be able to respond to those things. I don't know if you know people who have a great spiritual intuition, but be good friends with those people, because they're going to tell you insights that you may not get. And it doesn't mean that they're well-educated even in the things of theology and all this sort of thing. I can't tell you how many times that just someone who's just a faithful, intuitive, spiritual Catholic, they're going to have more and better things to say than someone who might have doctorate degrees. And actually, it's no accident that a lot of times some of the worst heresies that we've had in the church were invented by people with these extreme educational degrees. You know, so academics don't necessarily mean much if they don't have that spiritual intuition that goes with it. Of course, the follow-up question is, so what helps someone to have a good spiritual intuition? Well, two things in particular. I think the first one is just being a person who knows God. Because it's kind of hard not to know how things go when you have a pretty good sense of who God is. Once you have a clear sense of who God is, then you know what conforms to his ways and to his plans because it conforms to him. And so that is a reminder to all of us to be prayerful people. You know, we don't want to just go through, you know, the motions of our faith without having that connection to the God of our faith. And the same thing when it comes to Jesus, that we want to be connected to him. Of course, the other thing is, in order to know him, we do need to know about him. And luckily for us, and blessed as we are, we do have the Bible and church teaching to help us along the way. And so the more that we are connected to our God through the scriptures and through church teaching, it helps us to have a certain framework we need so that we can go deeper. It's like a lot of things in life. It's like you may have a degree in meteorology so that you can know about how the clouds and everything work, but you also have to put that into practice. And so in a similar way, if we are people of faith, we have to be prayerful, know who God is, and know him, but also to put it into practice. Because the more that becomes a habit for us, the better off we are at recognizing these things intuitively. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but when you have someone who has worked in a particular profession for a long time, that they have a certain intuition, a certain wisdom, and they are able to respond to things in a natural way, and they can't even tell you necessarily why that's the case. And like my dad, he was managing supermarkets when he was in his early 20s, and so over the years, he just kind of figured things out. He didn't have a degree in business or anything like that, but when I finished college and I had my MBA, I came back and I thought, well, I'll help mom and dad out in the business. And so my dad starts saying, you know, hey, Mike, what do you think about this? And he's kind of laying all this stuff out there. I had no idea what he was even talking about. But he was just trying to include me in the conversation. And so finally I'm like, well, Dad, I think you got this figured out. You know, so I guess that's the point. It's like we want to be people that have it figured out, not in an arrogant sense, but in a humble sense, that we're so connected to our God and we know him intimately. And because of that, we are continually responding to his callings in our own life. And it's part of how we recognize those signs of the times. You know, we don't react, you know, in crazy ways to the left or the right because we're grounded in what is right, what is good, and what is true. And it helps us when we hear these kinds of readings to say, yes, we want that to be our goal. It's not about showing off or anything like that. It's about having that great intuition to know our God and to be able to read those signs when they come to us and to respond to his ways as people of faith.